Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. On Crap from the Past.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Thanks for tuning in this week. This week, I celebrate an important birthday. My own. Actually, I turn 30. It's so sad. I turned 30 on October 22nd, and I thought, as a birthday present from me to you guys, I would give you a little taste of some of the stuff I used to listen to when I was growing up. Now, a lot of the stuff I play on here is really not representative of what I actually heard when I was a little kid, because I got into this kind of music only years and years after, and I went backwards and I did the research. So let me play you four songs that were definitely influential on my life at the time. I'll start you with a song that came out right after I had turned 13 in late 1981. To me, it sounded like just a bunch of guys singing about some stuff in California that I really didn't understand. But it turns out they were from Holland, and they only had one hit here. My friends gave me endless abuse about liking a group named Diesel, but that didn't stop me anyway. From 1981, here's Diesel and Sausalito Summer Night on Crap from the Past.
Let's take the car and save the fare.
Diesel and Sausalito Summer Night. The group Diesel, of course, from Holland. And that was their only hit here in the States, and it wasn't a real big hit at that. Came out in late 1981, and I was 13, and I thought that was just the coolest song ever. I had no idea these guys were from Holland, because they were singing about their car breaking down on some highway in a city in California somewhere. Interesting. Now we'll move ahead one more year to 1982. I remember in the summer of 82, there was a brand new radio station in New York where I was growing up called WAPP. They were the Apple, and they were commercial-free all summer. And that's a pretty good sign-on gimmick. And lots of people listened, and I was one of them. And it was just a very cool time to be living in New York and to be 14. And I remember my freshman year kicked in right after that summer. And I do remember very clearly listening to WAPP in my mechanical drawing class. And in my mechanical drawing class, we heard this song all the time. Released in early 82 and got the heck played out of it over that summer. Here are the Monroes, and What Do All the People Know on Crap from the Past.
You know I told you once tonight that you could always speak your mind. You work so hard to say what's right. I watch you do it all the time.
Album version of What Do All the People Know by the Monroes. Monroes actually had an interesting story. They were signed to Alpha Records, along with other groups like Lulu and Billy and the Beaters, and in 1982, Alpha Records went belly up, And that caused great grief for the Monroes because suddenly their record company was gone. And the record fell off the charts very quickly after that because the record company disappeared and you couldn't get any more copies of it. And that pretty much doomed the Monroes to obscurity. And it's kind of sad, actually. What Do All the People Know? Still a great pop record and one you can find on CD now. It's on the Living in Oblivion series if you're looking for it. I forget which one. The Monroes. Let me take you ahead 3 years to 1985. By this time, I had discovered girls. Girls had not discovered me, but I was still interested in them nonetheless. And I knew a good love song when I heard one. And looking back, it's been 13 years since this thing came out, I still love the heck out of this song. I must say I was not a big fan of progressive rock like my high school friends. They liked their Camel and their Marillion and their Peter Gabriel and their Genesis and Camel. Did I mention Camel? Lots of other groups like that. But I wasn't the biggest fan of this prog rock stuff. But I still love the heck out of this song. Here's Marillion from 1985 and Kaylee on Crap from the Past.
Do you remember chalk hearts melting on a playground wall? Do you remember Don escapes from moonwashed college halls? Do you remember the cherry blossom in the market square? Do you remember I thought it was confetti in our hair? By the way, didn't I break your heart? Please excuse me, I never meant to break your heart. So sorry, I never meant to break your heart. But you broke my
later, still a wonderful record, Kaylee from Marillion. Brilliant writing, brilliant playing, brilliant production, and they had no other hits here in this country. And then I entered college, and I discovered girls again. And yet I still had an ear out for pop tunes. By this time I was working in college radio, and every once in a while, every couple of years, there's a song that comes on the radio that makes you think, what the heck is that? That's the most wonderful thing I've ever heard. And it happened to me in early 1988. I was working in the field, and yet the song came on this radio station, this other radio station, one I wasn't working at, and I thought, what a brilliant record. And only later did I find out that it was by Paul Carrack. Paul Carrack had done some time with the group's Ace and sang with the group Squeeze and Mike and the Mechanics, and he released a solo album in early 1988 called One Good Reason. And the song that totally floored me is right here. It turned out to be a top 10 hit later on, but I'm going to play it for you anyway. It's one you'll probably recognize. Paul Carrack and Don't Shed a Tear on Crap from the Past. Heard it on the radio in early 1988, and I thought, what a catchy tune. And 10 years later, I think it's still a catchy tune. Paul Carrack and Don't Shed a Tear. Well, that was the most painless way I can think of to celebrate my birthday. Not all the music I play here on Crap from the Past is bad, although my wife will tell you otherwise. So, from Mrs. Crap and from me, happy birthday to myself. Crap from the Past is written and produced right here in the Weird Room in Minneapolis by me, Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, who now is officially old. I'm one of those people you were told not to trust now. If there's something you like, call the radio station and they can pass the good words on to me. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Thanks for listening. I'll be back with something new and entirely different next week. Bye-bye.